I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Really good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. Everything's good. What?
I don't know. I'm just checking you out.
It's all good. Hooman's here today. We're going to peek for the week.
That's right, everyone.
Freaking out about Avengers Endgame.
I heard it's terrible.
Why would you say something like
you
that?
I just
read that it's terrible. Have you heard
Stop
that?
Stop it.
Well, I saw it. Terrible is really, really strong. I mean, it's far from terrible.
You don't want to say.
There are things I would tweak, but overall.
Oh.
The movie.
If it was your movie, you would have done it slightly differently.
It's not terrible. Hmm. But I don't want to blow my load.
Well, do you no, please don't.
5:48.
Please, God, don't.
I'm gonna
just
blow
just say,
it all.
Come on.
Everywhere.
Oh Barf.
Man,
you don't talk like that.
How about that?
I like it.
Take that outside.
I like it.
Cash me outside. I'll be right out.
I'll be out barfing.
What are you talking about? You love that stuff.
Well, we're off at the races, everyone.
I mean, that's what you say.
Well, only from my man.
Oh my God, stop it, you guys. This is horrible.
Woo!
Well,
you know what? Maybe if I was hungry, I'd be all... But I'm all full. I went home and made some... I didn't want to heat the house up.
Yeah.
So in the crock pot, I made pasta sauce.
Oh.
Meat sauce.
Oh.
You know, cause I didn't want to make
sure.
the house hot, and
right.
I wanted to make some
hot
dinner.
Enough.
From when John came home at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, my
and
God.
So, so I just went home immediately, started making the pasta sauce. Boiled some penne pasta, made a cucumber salad. It was like bread. I'm like, okay, everything's done. Okay.
I can sit in front of the fan again.
Yeah, exactly. Let me get that ice. Put it in that.
Oh, yeah.
Your ice cube machine. Cooler that I use.
Does it make everything kind of wet in the house?
Like, not at all. No, and really, it's only good for the bedroom.
Oh. You gotta keep the door closed and.
No.
Oh.
I just keep the plantation shutters. Closed.
I
and
see.
Man, it's just like you walk in there, it's a freezer. So great.
Oh.
I love this unit. Everyone keeps asking me on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an evaporating cooler. I bought it. I know everyone hates Amazon. I bought it on Amazon.
I don't hate Amazon.
For
I don't hate
$99.
Amazon oh.
I know it's so convenient, but people just go crazy.
Cause, why? Because it's killing brick and mortar?
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
Taking over the world. Richest guy on earth.
So.
$1 billion divorce.
Yeah.
Or. I should say $50 billion divorce.
Yeah, many billions.
Forget billion dollar.
She deserves every dollar, too.
I'm with you, girl. I'm thinking
what?
One of those machines might be good.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for the room. You.
Right.
Not, I'm a fan of saying stuff house. That you know is gonna make someone at home go. But you know that's making someone at home go, what the?
The Amazon part?
Yeah, the part. She deserves every penny.
She deserves.
What?
Well, it's not like the, who are we talking about? Oh, Nicolas Cage, where she was married to him for four
no,
days.
No, I agree.
And she wants
spousal support.
Give
and
me
I'm
a
not
break,
saying
lady.
She doesn't, but it's the same thing as me saying Mar-Vell. You know there's someone out there going, what the? You can't. Why are you?
Right.
Stop saying that. You're driving me crazy.
They're like cowboy keyboard
exercise
people.
Exercise some control.
Yeah.
It's just nonsense.
Listen, we appreciate that you're listening. So, you know, continue to send your fabulous
Our job
comments.
Is to irk you.
Our job is to make you react to us.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Right.
Good and bad.
We're just trying to be, you know, we're just trying to have some fun.
Right.
I don't want you to react to me. Everyone just be
Oh, you're
kind.
The one that reacts to most.
Oh, my God.
Just be kind and nice text and just a lot of love.
Yeah. Nothing
Peace.
But love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Someone just sent me a video of her on Stephen Colbert. I believe it was last night. So you'll probably
really?
See it tonight.
I'll see it today.
Did
yeah.
she mention me?
Oh, she did not. She just.
That's very surprising.
What they sent, she just sang. But man, she was playing. She played acoustic here, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
She was playing electric guitar and wearing her badass tennis shoes and, you know, her little.
Did she have a sweatsuit on?
Yeah, she had on.
It looked like a sweatsuit, but it probably. I don't know if it was, Vinny, because it was dark. But
not what she had on here.
No,
she
had a sweatsuit on here. Yeah, not the same
bright
thing.
Bright purple sweatsuit with bright purple sunglasses.
Was that really
purple? Sunglasses.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. I have trouble with things like that. I thought that was like blue.
No, that was a full on bright purple.
Was purple, and certain pictures I saw was blue. But she just looked rock star. Mm-hmm.
She is. I mean, that girl. That hair. That face. That voice. That hands.
So
with
good.
The guitar.
I posted it on Sarah and Vinny if you want to take a look.
Okay.
She's so good.
She is good.
I promise to never take her for granted.
Her?
Yeah.
Huh. That's really sweet of you, you know, now that you guys are together.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm going to call your wife to be.
I keep thinking about his wedding, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because it's going to be a big deal, man.
Because I was, what was I doing
for
this
little
morning?
Vinny.
I was just thinking, well, we've all done it. It's your turn.
Oh.
Well, not all of us.
Hey. What do you mean not all of us? Oh, Human.
And Bryn.
Right.
Well, Bryn's basically
Bryn's pretty locked
up.
He's locked up.
Yeah, but no ceremony yet.
Does he have an update on that? Is there an update on that right now?
Yeah, is there an update?
Oh, he's catching the wind. What are you guys talking about right now?
When you're getting married.
I was looking up that video of her, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to see it.
Stephen Colbert, yeah. What's look the on wedding? The Sarah and Vinny page.
I'm
just
looking
posted
right now.
It.
Mm-hmm.
What's your wedding date?
Hey, Human.
I'm not here.
Yeah. The other day ago, we were talking about your boy, Chris Kelly, because he owns the Sacramento Kings. Chris Kelly, formerly of Facebook.
They're going all the way next year, everybody. Yeah, go ahead.
Why
we
do you do that?
That
to
was
him?
From 2013. We played it the other day. Oh. Bryn looked
you
up the date.
That?
Well, Bryn might have mislabeled.
That's true.
No, because then it was 2 years later in 2017 when you wound up having to pay the bet off.
Or once again, you talked way out of turn. But anyway, the point is,
come at me.
And you just did it again. You know, you're sitting here making these bold predictions, and Chris Kelly's cringing at home like, please. I'm trying to put this team together.
I don't have
you're cursing us.
I don't have the same curse like Drake does. Drake has the curse.
Oh, Drake's the curse?
Yeah.
I say Bieber has a curse, too.
Oh, he does?
All these games that they go to, everybody, he's a curse for some hockey team or other.
From the Maple Leafs.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
They're like, please don't come. Please don't. We lose every time we're here.
Well,
don't they say that about the Kardashians going to the basketball games?
Yeah, they do say that.
If she's dating someone on your team, you're going down.
Yeah.
I was going to say hockey people are super superstitious, but all athletes are, so that doesn't stand out. Anyway, Chris Kelly had just hired what was considered to be one of the best up-and-coming coaches, and then the guy finds himself caught up in scandal.
Oh.
Have you talked about that?
Is Luke Walton?
Yeah. Have you talked about that with him at all?
Man. Well, so we saw each other at Mosley's grand opening. And
we sure did.
I don't know.
Chris Kelly was there.
He was there. You know, Chris Kelly is, I actually very much enjoy him.
I like him too.
But man,
are you
at
kidding?
One point he
goes, gave our boy a movie.
I know. It's the best.
He's a nice person.
So I'm sitting next to him and it's freezing
nice
outside.
Guy.
So we're all kind of huddled together on the couch. I'm like right, you know, right huddled next to him.
And he's a big guy. So you can.
He is a big guy. Yeah. But we were all squished under this one couch and he starts talking politics and I'm literally like, don't, please don't. Because he is. He wanted to tell me, like, what he thought about every single person that's running.
Every candidate?
I'm like,
why?
I'm like, let's not do this. Let's go back to that other thing we were talking about before.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Well.
Nonsense.
He's got a lot of stuff happening in his life. I'm not going to air all his stuff.
Well, plenty
here,
of people like that, though.
Oh, yes. No question about it. But I was just like, you know.
Yeah.
This is a party. I don't want to.
Well, the candidates.
And I'm going to get up and leave if this is what we're going to talk about. I can't.
The candidates go by his house. Like, you know, he has fundraisers.
Oh, no. Right. He's fully. Hotline's ringing, you guys.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Active.
Well, I guess I'm free.
Oh, I think we might have a drop off of something.
Oh, all right.
Like, of what?
Does it fit in my tummy?
Yes.
It might be.
Can I put it in my mouth hole?
It's an avocado.
Oh, right. Avocado? George. Is, not George.
They're
is
dropping it? Off
Chuck.
Fruits.
Oh, fruits?
Yeah, it's Chuck.
Is it Chuck? Is it Chuck?
Chuck, yeah.
Okay, Chuck.
Okay. Okay. Send Chuck
we'll
out.
Send right. Nick down.
I'll send someone down.
Oh.
Thanks.
Do we have some salt? I'm going to just eat one of those.
Yes, we
I'm
do.
I'm sure they're not ready.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he
true.
Always
he always
brings
sends
them
rock
in
hard
and
ones.
They need them.
They're
minute.
Weeks away, yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
So you sat with Chris Kelly at some party.
At the Mosley opening. I went to Mosley's last night on Wednesday night. So I,
was it packed?
Oh, free beer. My brother won free beers for a year for winning the cornhole tournament there. And
was it packed?
It was. Well, we got there at like 4:45 because bedtime.
Right.
I was so psyched. I'm like, can we leave at 4:30? He's like, all right. They hate it, you know, eating that early. But I'm like, if you want to eat,
how's he even home from work at 4:30?
He works until 1:30. He works 7:30 to 1:30 every day.
So it's part every day. So it's part time, really.
I guess
25 hours a week or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, right, whatever he he does. Well, he's got his whole other thing that he's doing on his own.
That's great.
I know, it works out great for him. So he was home, and I said, you know, we'll go over, but we got to go over super early. And so there were a few people in there when we got there, but by the time we left at about, you know, 5:30, 5:45, the place was packed, humming.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
I know. Good for them.
Keep it up, yeah.
So has Chris Kelly talked to you about
Luke?
It's a bummer. I mean, here he is. Luke, first of all, Luke's part of, and I was telling you guys this the other day, his dad is one of the best basketballers of all time.
Well, and he's making his own way. Like, he's been a Warriors guy.
He was a Warriors guy when Kerr was out, and then he went to the Lakers. The Lakers are in total mess and disarray, and they got rid of him. But he fell right into the Sacramento Kings job.
Right, which would have been great. Well, may still be great, but he's definitely stepped into it right now.
Yeah, so it looks like sexual assault. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, that's the allegation, whether or not that's true or you know, who knows how that plays out. I don't know anything about it.
Only what I've seen of her side of it.
My point is, you talk to him all the time. Has he been like, man, right when we get the coach we needed or wanted, now we've got to probably fire the guy or
Kelly
whatever.
Torrance, I think is the girl's name.
Kelly Tennant.
Tennant.
Yeah. I guess this all came out 24 hours ago. So
No.
Has it been a while?
I feel like it was maybe Monday or Tuesday that we heard about this.
Yeah. So last time I saw him was Saturday. I always give people a chance to miss me. I don't like to, you know, certain people I call every day, but he's not one of them.
It's funny because I saw you every single day over the weekend.
I know. Wasn't that crazy?
It was crazy.
Did you want to miss him?
No. I love Hooman. I would see Hooman every day.
Oh, love you too. What did we do Saturday? That was Mosley's.
That was Mosley's.
Yeah,
Friday was the wedding.
Yeah,
Sunday we saw Game of Thrones together. Remember all the nights we spent together?
Incredible. You did such a great job doing that ceremony.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't either. I don't even really remember doing it, frankly. I just walked up there and blacked out. You guys are all familiar with that. What did I say? How'd I do? No one knows. All right, so Endgame, excuse me.
Yeah,
Endgame is getting reviewed at 9:15. I actually have a bunch of stories that either you will say, don't do that, because I have questions for you and Britton who have both seen it.
Well, if we don't want to give anything away, we'll have to say something like no comment. Hey, we're doing a secret show today. Hopefully Rudy can stay because he has a bad advice. He needs some advice on something.
Really?
Yeah. It's a serious
thing. Bad advice. Oh,
he's
going to do a serious
bad
live. All right.
This is a big deal.
Vinny, are you ready to give our friend Rudy some excellent advice? I mean, bad advice?
Well, I'll go after Hooman goes. But, you know.
Well, won't we all?
We'll all try our best after all the air has been sucked from the room.
Woo! Thank you so much. I'll take that title.
Chief Air Sucker.
I'm going to defer to you and Sarah on this one first. And the only reason
know the answer?
I know the question, and I'm not entirely sure what he should do.
Well, he should.
Well, you've had time to think about it. What do you mean?
Get circumcised, you know. I've just decided.
Oh, jeez.
Shame.
Don't start that.
Don't worry, I won't. Right. I don't want. It's like telling Chris Kelly not to talk about politics. Please, Rudy, stop talking about it.
Yeah. So 9:15, everyone. This is it's going to be a monumental review. This is like, you know, the opening of Game of Thrones. You know, April is just such an exciting month. I mean, between Game of Thrones, Infinity War, Mosley's opening, and Tommy Iago's wedding. I mean,
boy, I know.
What
the
a
hits
month.
Just keep on coming.
Right.
And May brings my parents.
Woo!
Yay, oh, all right. No, they'll be here a week from today. I'm excited.
I need my old man fixed, Sarah. Bless you.
You going to bring him in every day?
No, but I'll try to bring him in one of the days. Mm. He loves to come in.
Let
he loves
know
you
so I can
much,
wear
yeah.
something hot.
Okay.
I noticed you did go low cut today.
Not for any reason. Oh, I started out with a shirt like this, gap. But then I was just so hot. Oh, wait. Vinny, can you?
There's no gap. I don't know. You're too low. Too low.
Right. Just sit regular.
You need to move closer to the... There you go. Right there. Holy smokes.
Has Gentry...
It's still one of the wonders of the world. Her cleavage, I mean.
Has Gentry motorboated use that before?
I don't think that he has, and I really think that that's probably... I don't know if
your
she would
mom
offer
might
it,
be.
But I just think that seems like a no.
A no. Oh, yeah. Well, no. I don't want to give
listen,
I want to give the guy a heart attack. Sarah.
Right.
He's
exactly.
How many years old?
180 years old.
Okay, see?
Actually, I guess he'll be 80 this year.
Oh,
I know.
80.
Oh, no, he'll be 80 next year. He was born in 1940.
He looks 60.
Oh, he looks, sure. Yep. I haven't seen him for a while either. Huh? I guess I saw
Since
those
when,
guys.
Christmas or something?
No, I saw them back in August when for my brother's 50th birthday.
Oh, even longer.
Yeah, it's been
a
while. It's been a little while. Anyway, we have a lot to do today. We're going to start with Notes and Words. We'll give that away in a couple minutes right after the song here. We do have Fandango tickets to see Avengers Endgame. Everyone's flipping out about this, and you can win tickets from us. We have Eric Clapton tickets. We have tickets for California's Great America. And Jane, I wanted to mention this. Our very own Jane was the host of a sit-down interview with Pink in San Jose, and this is... This is actually a special that's going to air on all Entercom Hot AC stations around the country tonight.
Very
so Jane, Jane's going national.
Jane.
Go Jane!
On Alice, we're going to be airing it tonight at 9 o'clock. And tomorrow, of course, we'll be hearing her Pink's whole album, Hurts to Be Human. Tomorrow is when it comes out. So we'll play some cuts off of that. But it's just so fun that Jane's got this big deal.
Mm-hmm.
She's nationwide. She's live. She's nationwide.
Live and local.
Yep, that's right. 9 o'clock tonight on here on The Alice. All right, KLSE, KLSE HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.